Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 1, Week 12. The Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. Saturday, Related Verses. Acts 28, verse 30 through 31. And he remained 2 whole years in his own rented dwelling, and welcomed all those who came to him. 31. Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, unhindered. Acts 14, verse 22. Establishing the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 through 11. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue. 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. 5. And for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge. 6. And in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness. 7. And in godliness brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. 8. For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 9. For he in whom these things are not present is blind, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of his past sins. 10. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble. 11. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. Related reading. The entrance into the kingdom is regeneration. And the development of the kingdom is the believer's growth in the divine life. The kingdom of God is the church life today, in which the faithful believers live, and it will develop into the coming kingdom as an inheritance reward to the overcoming saints in the millennium. Eventually, it will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the eternal kingdom of God, and the eternal realm of the eternal blessing of God's eternal life, for all of God's redeemed to enjoy in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. Luke's writing of Acts both begins and ends with the kingdom of God. The fact that the proclaiming of the kingdom is the propagation of the resurrected Christ is proved by the words teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ in 28:31. This indicates that the kingdom of God goes together with the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. To teach people the things concerning Christ is to spread the kingdom of God. Therefore, the kingdom of God is actually the propagation of the resurrected Christ. This book was not actually ended, rather, it was left open that more may be added. The reason for this must have been that the work of the Holy Spirit in preaching Christ for his propagation, multiplication, and spread through the believers of Christ was not yet completed and needed to be continued for a long period of time. Such an evangelistic work for Christ's propagation, multiplication, and spread is according to God's New Testament economy for the producing of many sons for God, that they might be the members of Christ to constitute his body for the carrying out of God's eternal plan and the fulfillment of his eternal will. This is revealed in detail in the 21 epistles and the book of Revelation, which follow Acts. The church produced by Christ's propagation and multiplication is the sphere in which God is expressed and in which he reigns in Christ. Hence, the church becomes the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, along with Christ's propagation and multiplication, grows out of and spreads from God's life. Acts is a record of the spreading of Christ. It is also a record of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is the expansion of Christ. The gospel that is widely preached in this book is the very Christ as the gospel of Christ, and it is also the kingdom of God as the gospel of the kingdom of God. The preaching of such a gospel will continue and advance until the whole earth becomes the kingdom of Christ. In the four gospels, God was incarnated, passed through human living, died, and resurrected, thus completing Christ, the embodiment of the triune God. In Acts, this embodiment of God, as the life-giving Spirit, spreads Christ into his believers, works the process triune God into his chosen, redeemed, and transformed people to make them the constituents of the church, through which God may be expressed. The ultimate issue of the church will be the New Jerusalem in eternity future as God's full and eternal expression, which will also be God's eternal kingdom as the sphere in which he reigns in his divine life in eternity forever and ever. This should be the reality and goal of all gospel preaching today. Hymn 242, verse 1. The Spirit of God today, the Spirit of Jesus is, the God-man who died and rose, ascending to glory his. Verse 2. 'Tis from such a Jesus came, the Spirit of Jesus to us, to make his reality experience unto us. Verse 3. The Spirit of Jesus has all elements human, divine, the living of man in him, and glory of God combine. Verse 4. The suffering of human life, effectiveness of his death, his rising and reigning too, are all in the Spirit's breath. Verse 5. With all these components true, his Spirit in us doth move, and by his anointing full, the riches of Christ we prove. Verse 6. This Spirit of Jesus doth encompass both great and small, inclusively he doth work, in us making God our all.